Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Fabrizio Del Maffio, CEO and founder of Accelera AI, a Netherlands-based startup delivering the world's most powerful and advanced solutions for AI at the edge. Welcome to the podcast, Fabrizio.
Thank you, Daniel. It's great to be here today.
Yeah, it's great to speak with you again. We did a CEO interview in January, and can you quickly bring us up to speed on the latest with Accelera? It's been an exciting year.
Absolutely. It was a great year for us over the last 6 months. Since last time we talked, we created such a strong momentum with customers, with partners, with our first product line, the Matis product line. And today we have more than 350 customers using and deploying our chip. We are very excited, and we are even more excited that 2 weeks ago we have launched the new chip, Europa, which is a new product line complementary to Matis, which allows customers to bring a large neural network, large language model inside edge devices. It's very exciting what is in front of us.
Yeah, I did read the announcement. Can you tell me more about the new chip and, you know, who is Europa for and how does it fit in with the rest of the portfolio you have?
Europa is a second generation of our architecture. Essentially, we scaled up our architecture. We changed our AI cores. We introduced inside Europa a vector processing core for pre and post processing of data. We increased the number of cores from 4 to 8 cores. We increased the frequency. We reduced the node. We went to a more advanced node, lithography node, I mean. And essentially, Europa is going to deliver 3 to 5x, 3 to 5 times more performance than Matis. And it really enables large language model, vision language models, and sophisticated AI pipeline to run inside the chip.
All right. So what can we expect performance-wise?
Europa is going to deliver performance which probably is in line with the NVIDIA Spark, which is the latest NVIDIA platform for edge devices based on the Thor architecture. We foresee similar performance, but at a fraction of power consumption and cost. Then we can enable robots, we can enable sophisticated applications to run inside a cost-effective device at a low power consumption.
Oh, interesting. Can you say more about Europa's architecture, especially how you're getting around the memory bottleneck that we often see in inference chips?
Well, compared to Matis, the bandwidth is 6 times larger because in Europa, we introduce a multiple channel of LPDDR5. Then you have a very similar bandwidth to the NVIDIA Thor. This allows them to run this large network and also to have a higher throughput with small language models. The architecture per se is based on digital in-memory computing, which is our core architecture. We are the first company which delivered already in 2023 the chip, a chip based on digital in-memory computing. And on top of it, we have this RISC-V vector processors, which allow pre and post processing of data. And these are proprietary cores, which we have developed over the last 3 years.
Oh, interesting. So does this change with Titania, or is it a similar architecture?
Well, it's a little bit too early to go in details and share more about Titania. You can imagine Titania for us is a next step further in terms of performance, in terms of bandwidth and so forth, but it's really early to disclose what is Titania about.
So the market is getting pretty crowded. So how does Europa compare to other products?
If you look at Europa positioning, it's pretty unique because it's going to deliver performance on par of an NVIDIA, probably L4. If you connect multiple chips of Europa, probably you get similar performance to an NVIDIA L40. And these are server class GPUs, accelerators. But you have this at a fraction of power consumption and cost. So then it's kind of, you get with the price of an entry-level edge device solution, the horsepowers of a server-grade GPUs. Then in that space, we don't see so many competitors today. You see a lot of companies with these small accelerators for really, really far edge. And then you have GPUs, but there's nothing in between, and Europa fills this gap.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the European Union's AI ambitions, and how does Europa fit in it?
I can't talk on behalf of Europe, but I see clearly more and more ambitions in Europe in artificial intelligence, more and more capital deployed, more and more need of sovereignty. There is there are more and more requests of local hardware design in Europe, and today there are no companies in Europe except for Accelera which can deliver to customers AI accelerator acceleration technologies. Europa is the first product of Accelera which will be deployed within probably the future AI factories, and will be deployed in the future data center of Europe. This is what we are working for, and will be probably the foundation for Titania deployment.
Final question for Fabrizio. What should we expect next from Accelera?
Yeah, I think that we have a very strong momentum with products. We have two product lines in production. We have more and more customers. Then I think that what we want to do is scale faster, all in with execution. We have in front of us probably the largest opportunity of the last 50 years. So, I mean, the market is large. AI is making an impact. And we want to play a role in this new revolution. We have the right technology. We have a very strong team. We are scaling fast. And I think the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Fabrizio. Great conversation. It was nice speaking with you again. And hopefully we can catch up again next year.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.